for Henry. Fourth episode, third season, made on September 6, 1971. Five, four, three, two, one. An ACD International presentation.
Patrick Johnson in Gun for Henry.
Well, relaxing and playing the harpsichord. How beautiful it is. How beautiful that I, Henry Cirelli, would know how to play the harpsichord. Yes?
Mr. Henry Cirelli.
That's my name.
You will come with me, Mr. Cirelli.
Why?
You'll find that out when we reach our destination. Now come or die.
No. Please. No.
No. No. No.
Executive producer Patrick Johnson, produced by Brian Williams, written by John Hutton, tape play by Henry Hutton, wardrobe designed by the devil herself, sound effects furnished by the House of London, studios rented by the Apex Renting Company. And use of the laundry room is restricted to Mr. Cirelli only. Directed by Patrick Johnson.
The moon is our destination.
Where am I being taken? Tell me.
You're being summoned, Mr. Cirelli.
Good evening, Mr. Cirelli. How are you today?
I'm fine. What the hell do you want?
What I want, Mr. Cirelli, is, you.
Why? Why?
For many reasons. I will tell you that later, but first you must be taken to the room.
Oh no, you don't, swine.
No, Mr. Cirelli, I must tell you my plan, because you seem to want to escape. So I will tell you my plan. My plan is this. When the first man land on the moon, they will have company. The company will be us. You see, we are plotting to murder them. Then, setting our electronic laser beam at the Earth, we will destroy each city one by one. But we will hold it for ransom first. And if they don't pay us $2 trillion, then each city will go. When he lands on the moon, he will die.
I must find some way to get out here. Hey, God.
Yes? Mr. Cirelli?
What am I gonna have for breakfast?
No breakfast for you until you agree to work for us.
Now to get out of here. Reception desk, may I help you? My name is Cirelli, Henry Cirelli. I'd like a room. This is an enemy organization. I'm sorry, we don't give rooms here. I want a room. I'm sorry. I want a room and right now. I'm sorry. I must disguise my voice now as number one's.
Attention all personnel. Meet at the landing site. Oh, just a moment. Williams,
Where was the sight again? I see. Okay.
Now that I've got the location, I must go there immediately. Quick, to the landing site. In my Henry Mobile.
Cirelli's escaped! Number one! Cirelli's escaped! He knocked his guard out and got away!
You fool. You fool. You fool. Now, to the matter at hand. Mr. Cirelli must be at the landing site. Williams and Huntley, go there immediately.
Number one, didn't you ask me where the landing site was over the microphone?
I ask you to die.
Oh no, men coming. Hey, that's Cirelli, isn't it, Huntley?
Yeah, it's Cirelli.
Good thing I got you. Now, tell me where the rocket ship is, you fool.
No, I'll never tell you. No, you'll have my head if you...
Tell me where. Tell me where the landing site is.
No, they'll never tell you. Number one will kill me.
Slide! How he could stand anyone like you, it's beyond me.
Get away from me!
Now tell me!
Now, my mouth. Oh, I can't...
Tell me, you bastard!
The landing site. Go down the corridor.
What's wrong?
A shot in the back. There he is. There's Cirelli. Get him.
My arm. I've been hit. To the landing site. I've got to get there. I've got to get there.
I'm your friend, Mr. Cirelli. Remember me?
No.
Who are you? My name is Joe Petiti, and, well, I've been sent by the ministry to help you.
I see. Well, I want you to find out for me, as a little boy would, to find out where the landing site missiles are kept. You see, I... Mr. Cirelli, may I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, Bastard.
I have something to say to you.
The rocket ship has already lifted off!
Look, Joe, I must know where the blow-up controls are, the controls to blow up the rocket ship and the enemy astronauts that are in it, so they won't murder the astronauts, the American astronauts who are going on the moon. Don't you see?
I see, Mr. Cirelli. Right in that room.
Thank you, Joe. Why, in this room, it's an enemy agent. Get away, you swine!
Mr. Cirelli, what happened? What happened?
He jumped into the fuel acid, the fuel for the rocket ship. Why, that's mighty dangerous. He could burn up.
Yes, I know it is. But why didn't you tell me there was an enemy agent in the room? Why didn't you tell me there was a god?
Well, I must have just slipped my mind. And this bullet will slip its gun.
You see, Joe, we have no room for failure in the ministry. No failure, Joe! You're talking crazy, Henry. No! No! No!
Number one, Cirelli killed Joe, our plant, to lead him into danger. He killed Joe, number one.
Your hand, Marie.
Right, number one.
What, number one, what are you doing?
We're playing cards.
Number one, Joe is dead. Henry killed him, and he killed Steelhand.
Who is Steelhead compared to number one?
But he killed them both. We sent them against him. He got them. He realized Joe wasn't a ministry man.
We do not tolerate failure in this organization.
It wasn't my plan. It was number 13's. Marie's.
Still, we do not need you anymore. You must be eliminated.
No, number one. No.
Dispose of the body.
Of course.
Thrace, Marie. I've got you covered.
Yes, Cirelli. Get him, boys.
Boom. Bow. You forgot I was wearing my bulletproof vest.
He's heading for the destruct button.
Not before I get this machine gun on you. Button. 10 seconds till the rocket lands, and the astronauts are getting on the moon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
No! Neil! Please, you don't know what you're doing. Neil! Who are you? We've come to get you, Henry. No, I've got to get to the... to the box.
It is low enough, Mrs. Shirley. It's time to die.
I've got to get to the destruct button.
The destruct button is right past us, Henry. But you'll never get past us.
Please don't say the code word. Don't call, say the code word, please.
Damn it.
Don't. They can't kill the astronauts. Don't you understand?
Only you can stop us, Henry. You're going to be dead in a few minutes.
No. Get away. I've got to get to the button. I've got to get to the button. Stop shooting me, you fool. I've got to get to it.
Are you Mr. Cirelli's father?
Not the father.
Are you his wife?
No, I haven't sent by father.
Oh, I see. And I suppose your mother sent you also. Now to the point.
Yes?
Why have you come?
To see how Mr. Shirley is after destroying that Rector rocket ship, which was planning to destroy the American ship. We're all in debt to him. The American government has a medal for him.
Well, because his vocal cords have been ruptured, his voice is going to be a little hoarse, but otherwise it will be inaudible. But we have a translator who will translate what he said for you.
Speak, Mr. Shirley. Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?
Quite fine, Henry. I've come to congratulate you on the success of your mission, turning a kidnapping into a coup de grace.
That's good.
Well, Henry, I hope you get well soon. The chief has more missions for you.
That's fine.
And father sent his... best wishes, Henry. He couldn't come himself. He's tied up elsewhere.
That's good.
Are you finished speaking with him now?
Yes, quite finished.
I think we're going to have to send that interpreter to the funny farm, don't you?
Patrick Johnson as Henry Cirelli.
William Smith as
the doctor.
Tom Soder is Thug 1. Bill Richards is Thug 2. W.C. Fields is Thug 3. Free Boga is Thug 4. And Motel as Thug number 8.5. Taped at the Birmingham Studios in London, England. Copyright 1971 by Patrick Johnson Enterprises and ACD International. An ACD International production, presentation, and so on. ACD International Distribution.